Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Ethan Centrea, who is the CEO of DealStruck. Ethan, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, just to get our audience acquainted with DealStruck, you guys operate an online lending marketplace primarily for small business, but there are a lot of marketplaces for small businesses to look at and try to find lending products. What makes you guys different?
Yeah, sure. That's a good question. So when you look at sort of the landscape for a small business, there are options that they have that are traditional. So think of the bank or a credit union where they could go get a large loan that's relatively cheap, but very difficult to qualify for. And then there are options sort of all the way at the other end of the spectrum where they can get a very small, expensive, short-term loan. But the area that we sort of populate is right in between. So we sort of refer to ourselves as a mid-prime lender. And our differentiation is in the products we deliver. So unlike other lenders out there that are mostly doing term loan products or some daily debit type products, we do term loans, we do asset-based lines of credit, we do inventory lines of credit, and by having a different or a set of multiple products for various businesses at different stages of their life cycle, we can get them into the right product at the right price and help provide them a pathway to profitability and ultimately a pathway to a conventional financing relationship with a bank.
Interesting. So you guys are actually lending the money. You're not aggregating lenders and then pointing businesses to lenders that may be interested in extending credit.
So we, that's correct. So we have various capital sources, some of which are directly our own, some of which are other lenders that are providing capital through our marketplace. But when a borrower comes to engage in a transaction with DealStruck, they interface with DealStruck, they interface with our expert sales team, they interface with our credit, with our underwriting, with our documentation. And so to the borrower, regardless of where the money is coming from, they are having sort of seamless experience with DealStruck, from the time that they first apply to the time that they, graduate onto a bank.
Great. So what gave you the idea to do this? What gap did you see in the market, and why did you think you were in a great position to fill it?
So the gap in the market was really one that I seen firsthand. At my prior company, I was in the internet marketing world, and some friends from college and I had started a business that was growing very quickly. It was very profitable, but we had no cash. We never had any money. And we didn't really want to raise equity because we were profitable, and we couldn't get financing because we were a young business, because we didn't have 3 years track record, because we hadn't been doing the industry for 15 years, we were young guys, and we sort of felt like we had the curse of success, which is we're doing so well, we're going to grow ourselves right out of business. And so when we looked at our options, we certainly couldn't go to a bank yet. And the other options that, we ultimately had to look at were, really high interest type cards and then factoring. And it didn't make a lot of sense to us that, a really solid company that was growing well and had good fundamentals couldn't get reasonably priced capital to continue to grow. And so having seen that myself and seen it in a few companies from my other, peers and other entrepreneurs I know, it occurred to me that if I'm having this experience, there are probably thousands and thousands of other businesses out there having the same experience, and you should provide products for them to keep that burden all that pain point.
Now, do you target a particular merchant category and a particular size of small business? I mean, there's a variety of definitions of small business. How do you define it, and what's the typical profile of your client?
Sure. So we look at small businesses, we're really looking at businesses that are beyond startup. So we're not the place where we're going to be the most effective for a company that's, you know, a few months old or that's not generating revenue yet or that's not profitable. We're looking at companies that are already successful and up and off the ground, but that are looking to take their business to the next level. So when you look at the profile of our companies, we're financing growth. We're looking at businesses that have some longevity, you know, at a minimum 1 full year operating, but you know, typically 5 to 7 years. They have some meaningful sales volume, so you know, maybe $20,000-$25,000 a month at a minimum. They have some profitability and they have some credit, so they've been doing business for a while. And they have some credit, you know, relationships, maybe trade credit. They have, you know, maybe some outside capital stakes in the business. But what's giving rise to their need for money is a growth opportunity. So they want to open a new unit, they want to hire more people, they want to buy a piece of equipment, and that's the type of growth we're funding. So it tends to be for businesses that are looking for larger capital amounts than are currently available from many alternative lenders. So, you know, typical loans range from $50,000 to $500,000 for us, around about $125,000-$150,000 average loan. Which is, you know, 3 to 4 times larger than some of the other sort of daily debit options that are prevalent in the alternative lending market.
So how do businesses find you?
Well, we really like when they find us.
At the moment, you're finding them, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the classic phrase in small business is that these businesses are everywhere and nowhere. Time. And so, you know, we put a lot of energy into a direct acquisition effort so that customers engage directly with our brand, with our user experience, with our technology, with our team. And we advertise through a variety of channels. You know, you can find us doing a lot of the things that others are doing. So we'll do direct mail and we'll do radio, calling campaigns, email, all of those things that you don't get obsessed with any sort of diversified sort of marketing approach. But what seems to hook our customers the best and really give them a sense that DealStruct is a place they should build their financing relationship is that we do have multiple products and we do have a team that is very experienced in non-traditional lending and that knows how to say yes. And so when companies come to us, we're not the one-trick pony sitting square pegs and round holes. We're really taking the time and the energy to understand the business, understand what its needs are, and make sure that when they get a financing package from us, the absolute thing that they need, that they could get anywhere in the market to grow. And you can only really do that if you have multiple arrows in your quiver, which is something that, you know, we uniquely have.
You know, it's interesting when you look at the alternative financing marketplace, there are a variety of ways in which companies have approached it. So they've either decided to be very disruptive, so competing against the existing players, there are those that really try to enable, so collaborative, working with financial institutions to basically extend their capabilities through whatever platform they've developed. And then there are those that say, well, I'm sort of in between because I'm in the no man's land that the banks just can't capably serve. So suppose, you know, maybe that's disruptive, but not really, since these are businesses that banks aren't, for whatever reason, able to underwrite. Where would you characterize DealStruck?
So, I would say that the biggest thing that we, you know, the biggest learning that we heard early, that we had early on, is that we're not going to compete with the bank, right? So, banks are really good at what they do. Now, they don't necessarily do as much small business as the small business community would like. But when they do it, it's really good. It's cheap, it's flexible, it's affordable, it's very relationship-driven. People like that. So, you know, we don't consider ourselves sort of a bank complementing really two different parts of the market. So on the one end, you have the daily debit providers, merchant cash advance folks, factoring companies, which, you know, are sort of shorter-term, smaller, more expensive products. And we provide sort of a graduation step up from them. So for companies that have been in those products for a period of time, have continued to grow and generate profits despite that, we're sort of the next reasonable place for them to say, okay, well, if I need a little bit more money and I think I can qualify for a lower rate and pay it over longer term, where can I go? So we do see ourselves somewhat as disrupting the down market players in the sort of, you know, the short-term loan space. But the thing that we really do is we think we activate, right? So there's a lot of research out there about the, you know, the discouraged borrower. So the small business owner who has a business, has an opportunity to grow, couldn't qualify as a bank, and so really just doesn't do anything because their next best option is very, very expensive and onerous. And so with the product that we deliver, the sizes, prices, terms, et cetera, these discouraged borrowers get activated, and they decide that it's right to pursue their growth. Now is the time, and that's something that was once unattainable from a financing standpoint, now is. And that's a big market in and of itself. Various research will show that, you know, one out of three small businesses in the U.S. is a discouraged borrower. So that community now is one that we hope to serve and activate and, you know, start getting them growing and generating jobs and growth and all the things that we're doing for.
So last question, Ethan, what does 2015 look like for you? What's next? What's on the roadmap?
Yeah, so 2015 is a year of growth for DealTrust. You know, the company itself is going to be, you know, probably growing 300%, you know, three times what it was last year. We've built out a pretty expert team, and really what our goal is to take the new products that we've rolled out, our inventory credit line, alongside other asset-based line and our term loan, and just distribute it to as many qualified businesses as we can, because in this, you know, in this market, we want to make a big impact, and to make a big impact, you've got to get your products in the hands of a lot of business owners. So that's the year for us, and so far so good. Early, but so far so good.
Well, Ethan, it was great to get more information and understanding about DealStruck and where it plays in the market. And it sounds like you're activating a lot of discouraged borrowers, and 2015 is going to be a great year. So I wish you much success and look forward to catching up as the year unfolds. Thank you.
Likewise. Thanks, Jen.